رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
No replies. Okay, alhamdulillah, I replied. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
How are you all doing today? Great, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I hope all our Ramadan is going well, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. I can see all these, mashallah, sad comments coming through that we are sad. Alhamdulillah, it is actually, subhanallah, it is our last session today, but it's not the end because there's so much more to come. And so let's start with a positive note, inshallah. Who's excited for today? Who's excited for a fun and interactive session? Remember, we've been learning about positivity, so let's be positive and think that there's so much more still to learn and there's so many more courses to come, inshallah, and it's not going to stop. The learning is not going to stop, inshallah. So hopefully we're all excited. Type one if we're excited. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So hopefully we're all prepared, inshallah, with our infinity. Lovely. Alhamdulillah. I hope, inshallah, we're all prepared with, hopefully we'll have our notes together or previous learnings that we've had. Hopefully that's together, inshallah. Inshallah, our session today, we will have a review of each of our sessions, so all of the five sessions that we have covered in turn, and we will have also in between some of your sharing, students' sharings and presentations that we can, inshallah, show you. And I'm saying some, and fortunately we won't be able to show all of them, but some of them, inshallah, will be shown. And some of it, I can say, will be shown, inshallah. And also, we will have a quiz near the end as well, inshallah. Does that sound good, everyone? Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, a hadith to start us off, inshallah. And just on the note of positivity and our learning continues, a hadith for all of us to remember and to remind everyone, every one of us, is this one, alhamdulillah. yes, you can take notes today, inshallah, as well. For the review, you are more than welcome to. Okay? So, Abu Sa'd al-Khudri reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer is never satisfied from learning good until he arrives in paradise. Subhanallah. Our learning does not stop at all. It begins and it does not stop. It does not stop till our last breath. So we're going to keep striving, we're going to keep struggling, and we're going to keep learning, inshallah. Are we all going to do that, inshallah? Yes? Hopefully more yeses coming through? Yeah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So a quick reminder again, for one last time, inshallah, be respectful towards one another. We've all showed up on time and come prepared, inshallah, as well. We listen with an open mind, and I know we all do, and we keep doing that, inshallah. Stay mentally and physically present as well. And inshallah, we'll be asking many of you questions today. So inshallah, but if there are any questions from your side, then you can ask at the end of the sessions, or at the end of the class, inshallah. Okay? There will be many announcements to come, so please do stay tuned and listen in carefully, and hopefully, inshallah, we will share everything we can with you. Okay? Everybody ready for our first session? Yes, alhamdulillah. It's slightly different today. Today we're going to first begin with our dua session again. So we will have a review of the dua session, inshallah, before we move on. Okay? So with Sister Rukat, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kaseeran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallahu khair, Sister Harim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How is everyone doing? Subhanallah. You know, I've been thinking since last few weeks that we are almost coming to an end. And as much as I have been thinking, I'm going to miss you all. Who is going to miss the sessions? Type 1. Good. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. And who is not going to miss? Type 2. Okay. I see all the ones. Subhanallah. Very good. Okay. So, it's not a review, but I just wanted to end our dua session with this story, and it's a very beautiful story, that one day Sahaba, that is companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is he near so we can whisper our dua to him? Or is he far so we kind of raise our voices? Right? Because they were curious and they would always ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like, where is Allah? By the time Nabi was, you know, thinking what to tell, you know, what answer should I give to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah. And let's move to the next slide to see the ayah. This ayah is from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 186. It says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. It was straight addressed to us. You know, whenever a sahaba would ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam any question, the answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come with a kul. Kul, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him to say it to them. Kul, say it to them. But here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses us. And this is a very special connection of us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you need absolutely no one between you and Allah. What he says in this ayah, that whenever my servants ask you concerning me, tell them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that indeed I am near. You know this sentence has a significance that it removes all the mediums between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this period that we are in right now, what is going around in the world, the COVID-19, the isolation, you know, people quarantine, so many things. So my dear lovelies, this is the time when dua is most important to us, more than any other time. We see so many people losing their lives in this COVID-19, right? People dying out of hunger because they're not able to get food. So subhanAllah, the best remedy is coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to him. It is really a moment to glorify yourself. How? By being humble to Allah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and admitting that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are weak. We need you. And dua becomes a very important part. And also in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So dua indeed is to find right guidance through difficult times. And right now we are going in difficult times, right? So I hope you all will continue making duas for yourself and for us and for all the believers around the world, and keep up with the duas that we have done in this session in these last 6 weeks, inshallah. Will you all do that? For everyone make dua and keep up with the duas which we did? Yes, subhanAllah. Very good. MashaAllah. Very good. That is it for my session. I am going to miss you all, but inshallah, we will see you in our next upcoming sessions. Again, I am Rukat. My name is Rukat. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I am a student of Quran just like you all. And we are all in this together. Inshallah, we will see you again. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And we'll be moving to our next session, which is Ramadan Reminders by Sister Shaista.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, everyone. How is everyone doing? Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's move on with our session, inshallah. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما. Okay, so we are in week 6, last day of our session today, and we were doing Ramadan reminders. So Ramadan started and now we are almost like midway, right? Okay, so many people start getting sad that they don't get the chance to do the ibadahs like they were planning to do. So what should we do now, right? So let's look at our session for today, and it is how to make the best last 10 days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance to make the last 10 days powerful enough to carry forward our ibadahs and make the most of it, inshallah. Let's look at the next slide and see. Let's self-analyze ourselves. More than half of Ramadan has passed. We made huge plans, right? We maintained our journals. We put up reminders. But what happened? We are still behind in our Quran recitation. Some of us, our salah is not up to the mark yet. We still waste time and we still need time to work on our temper. We still lose temper, right? So it's not for like everyone, but some of us are behind in Quran. Some of us are behind in salah, right? So there's still chance. Good news. Do not lose hope. You still have a chance. See, that's the beauty of our religion. So let's see what is the significance of last 10 days of Ramadan. So when we move on to the next slide, we'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this special night in Quran. So there's this Surah Al-Qadr. Most of you must have memorized it, read it in your salah, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this surah that Quran came down in this night. This night is known as Laylatul Qadr, or the night of power. So why it's so important? It is better than 1,000 months. And if you calculate, it's almost your lifetime. So the done in this night is better than your whole life, right? So don't miss this night. Angels descend from heaven with everything good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do they bring with them? This night is all about khair, blessing, mercy, and forgiveness. And this is the most peaceful night. One of the, like we can say that how do we know that it is Laylatul Qadr? Most scholars say it is one of the most peaceful and calm night, right? So let's go on to another slide and see, is there a hadith on this Laylatul Qadr? What does our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about it? So he said, there has come to you Ramadan, a blessed month, which Allah has enjoined you to fast. So what happened in this month? During which the gates of heaven are opened and the gates of hell are closed and the rebellious devils are chained up. In it, there is a night which is better than 1,000 months, and whoever is deprived of its goodness is indeed deprived. So we need to grab this opportunity, make the most of our last 10 days of Ramadan. So which night exactly is night of power? This question arises, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this night hidden from us. We need to search in all the odd nights of last 10 days, that is 21, 23, 25, 27, and 29, right? Need to worship all the odd nights in with the same zeal and zest. So there's another hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever prays during the night of Qadr with faith and hoping for its reward will have all of his previous sins forgiven. See, such a beautiful reward. We all do sins around the year. So we have to make the most of this night and focus on the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So So what are some action points? Let's move on to another slide and see what can we do to make the most of it. We can do abundant recitation of Quran, right? Second one is forgive others, ask for forgiveness. Yes, because this is the night of forgiveness. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. But isn't it beautiful that we can also forgive others or ask for forgiveness from human beings like us? That would just be very beautiful. Increase your voluntary prayers. So if you just are on your first salah, try to be more focused and punctual in your sunnah prayers, in your nawafil, in your qiyamul layl, right? You can do many voluntary prayers. Learn a new dua every day. So you have learned lots of duas in this session, in Ramadan session, as well as dua session. So you can make the most of the last 10 days to memorize all those duas. Increase in charity and pay zakat, sadaqah, and fitrana. So what is fitrana? It is the amount which is to be paid before Eid al-Fitr. And do dhikr. So there is no prerequisite to do dhikr. You can do while you are lying down, you are sitting, you are doing anything, you are working, you are cooking. You can just do dhikr. So see, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our religion so beautiful and practical to follow. So is there a special dua for Laylatul Qadr? If someone asks, yes, there is. So let's move on to the next slide and see what is that special dua. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what should she recite when last 10 days arrive. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suggested this dua. So I will read it for you. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. See, such a beautiful dua, such a wholesome and complete dua. So let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and use our last 10 days beautifully. Inshallah. Okay, I'll recite it one more time. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. O Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Okay, so with that, it comes to an end of today's session about the Laylatul Qadr. Let's look at the previous weeks in a glance. Let's move on to the next slide and see what we have covered in this entire Ramadan reminders. So in week one, we learned the meaning of Ramadan. You all know now the meaning of Ramadan. And the facts, the importance of Ramadan. Then we learned about three levels of fasting, that we have not only fast with our bodies, but with our heart and soul. And then we learned some beautiful duas, duas for moon sighting, after breaking fast, dua for the host. And then in the week two, we looked at Ramadan shape up with Iman. We looked at that beautiful Iman tree. Who remembers that beautiful Iman tree? So when Iman goes in your heart, it shows in your actions, right? And then your beautiful Iman tree grows. Then we looked at things which weakens our Iman, and then some Iman boosting tips. There were 13 Iman boosting tips we shared. In week three, we did Ramadan shape up with Ihsan. We looked at it, that it's the perfection. We do all the things in our life, in our worship and all other worldly things. It's the highest level of Islam. And then we looked at the degrees of Ihsan. There were 3 degrees of Ihsan, that how we remain steadfast, we do not change with time, right? Or in all the difficult conditions or easiness, we remain the same. And the benefits and ways to become a muhsin. In week 4, Ramadan shape up with ibadah. We looked at the purpose behind our creation. It is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was mission of Prophet alayhi salam. And then we looked at the reasons and how we should do it. And then some productive tips were shared. Week number 5, Ramadan istiqamat in deeds. So we should be very steadfast in whatever we do, the importance of istiqamat, and then the factors which affect it. How can we achieve istiqamat? And then the dua, Ya muqallib al-qulubi sabbit qalbi ala deenik. This was the dua we did to remain steadfast. So alhamdulillah, with this comes to an end with our beautiful Ramadan reminder session. Jazakallahu khairan wa hasanul jaza for attending, participating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you coolness of your parents' eyes and make sadqa jariya for them as well as all the teachers here. Inshallah. So let's move on. Okay, my name is Shaista Malik and I'm also from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm also a student of knowledge like you. So inshallah, you have also embarked on that path to knowledge. So let's grab all the opportunity which comes your way and become the Ahlul Quran. Just keep that in mind and inshallah. Okay, let's move on to now to Sister Hareem. She has some special session for you guys. So over to you, Sister Hareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ishara Mohan, and in these classes, I learned about how to be patient from Surah Yusuf. And from Mothers of the Believers, I learned the names of the Prophet's wives, which I never knew. Akida class was really interesting. I learned how to be closer to Allah. And then I memorized new du'as from du'a session. And then I made my Ramadan more productive from Ramadan is here. I really like this course, and I'm really thankful for all the sisters who did such a hard work to plan this. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, dear team members. I am mother of Ishal Armaghan. I really want to say Jazakallah khairun kaseera for conducting such an informative course. I've always been looking for such courses for my children. I always want to bring Quran in the life of my children. And this course was really informative and it really served the purpose. Once again, Jazakallah khairun kaseera for teaching my daughter in a perfect way.
That was a little sharing of one of the students, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and of a parent as well. So, subhanAllah, this will keep coming throughout the session. So, alongside this, we have some presentations to show, inshallah. And these presentations are from you. So, mashallah, well done to all of these students that have shared things with us. We quickly have a presentation here. This student, mashallah, they had actually many slides, and this is just a selection of them. And they have, mashallah, started by selecting some lessons and some gems and facts that they have learned, and then moving on to each of the individual sessions and picking out some lessons that they have learned, mashallah. Mashallah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, another presentation. Mashallah, again, the student has used their knowledge and their learnings, their gems, their lessons that they have learned, and they have put it in together into a PowerPoint presentation. And again, this one, mashallah, they've looked at all 5 of the sessions, and they've recapped and put their own points together, mashallah. And they've used different images and tables and lists and things like that. So mashallah, they've actually done really, really well with this. Mashallah. No, that's it for now, inshallah. We will have more presentations coming soon. So after each session, we'll be showing some more. And there will be some snippets only. They won't be very long. But inshallah, it's just to show, sort of motivate all of us and to encourage all of us and make a sadaqah jariyah for everyone who has actually participated and put in extra effort to make this as well, inshallah. Don't worry if yours is not here. As I said, that there aren't all of yours, but the ones that are here, mashallah, well done. And even the ones that aren't here, mashallah, well done to all of you. Yours will be shared, inshallah, on our blog at the end, inshallah, and I will share the details. Okay, jazakallahu khairan kathiran. We will move on to our next session, Surah Yusuf. And again, it's a recap review. So let's move on to our session with Sister Maria. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, girls. How are you? Last time I get to see you all, inshallah, soon later, but alhamdulillah, how are you all? And my heart is filled with so much humbleness and so much love and just so much love for all of you. You know, the Quran connects us very, very well, right? The best bond is the bond of Quran, Ahlul Quran, right? So you can have your friends, your sisters, your siblings, but the bond of Quran is very, very strong and it doesn't go anywhere, right? Even if you don't see the person, you love them. So inshallah, quick recap, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما امين يا رب العالمين. And I might get a bit teary, and my voice might break a little bit, just bear with me. So inshallah we'll have a quick summary, a recap. You guys have done phenomenal, mashallah. I'm so proud of all of you who have done such great work. And those of you who couldn't do it, inshallah there's still time, do it inshallah. All right, so let's have a quick lesson from review and Surah Yusuf, inshallah. So let's go over all the tests and trials of Yusuf alayhi salam and see how he dealt with them. So I put the trials and tests, most of you know it, but how he dealt with them, I'll ask you all to, inshallah, you guys can participate. So his half-brothers were jealous, and they plot against him. They take him away from his father, and they throw him in the well. How he reacts out of this first a whole session, how does he react? He reacts with sabr, very good. He reacts with tawakkul, which is trust in Allah, patience, very good, very good. Does he complain? Does he complain to everybody? No, he doesn't complain, right? He is very grateful for everything that Allah, even in the hard times, in tough times, right? He has been sold. Remember that? He was thrown in the well, the travelers picked him up, and they say, oh, it's a cute boy, let's sell him. And you know, at that time, we know that people were sold for slavery, right? So he was sold for some few coins in slavery. How did he react? Yeah, he reacted in what? No complaint whatsoever. Patience, tawakkul, reliance, and iman. All right? Then he lived there as a slave or servant. And then when he gets a bit older, the minister's wife tried to seduce him. She tried to, you know, physically harass him. And what happened? How he responded? This is the most important response you all should know. Yes, tawakkal, but here's the way, modesty. Very good. Very good, Mariam. We share the name, mashallah. So yes, he was very modest. Haya, very good, mashallah. He did not respond. Then she plot against him, right? With all the other women of the town, right? She plots against him. What happens? How does he react? Nothing, right? He remains calm and patient. SubhanAllah. You know, I really, even for me, girls, I'm going to tell you, from now on, when I read Surah Yusuf, I will remember all of that, that I've shared with you in my heart. And this is going to be, even though this is a very special surah for many, many other ways also, but this is going to remain that, you know, I taught it in this way. It also remains with me as well. So then what happens? He is innocent, doesn't do anything. He never did anything wrong. He's being put in prison. SubhanAllah. What does he do? Does he complain to Allah? Oh, well, why me, Allah? I do nothing and yet I do this. No. What happens? Again, patience, iman, tawakkul, sabr, and all of that, right? And then he spent many years in jail unjustly. What does he do when he comes out? He doesn't complain at all, right? SubhanAllah. And he did. He was patient and had good manners with his fellow prisoners, right?
Very good. And then the last but not least was his brothers in front of him call him a thief. What does he do after he gets a chance to tell them who he is? He says what? A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem. Remember this ayah? Qala la tasriba alaykumul yawm. Yaghfirullahu lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin. He says, when he has a chance to tell them who he is, he said, I forgive you all. SubhanAllah, right? Throughout the story, it is so beautiful. It really is. It just shows to me that what a beautiful person he was inside and out. Right? So we need to become people like that. Yes, this is what exactly Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said when he conquered Makkah. La tasriba alaykum. And he said that, I will say as my brother Yusuf said to his brothers, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. SubhanAllah, right? Let's move on to the next slide. Let's look at few of the qualities. Believe me, I could not put all of the qualities of Yusuf al-Islam, but just few of the most important qualities of him throughout is his unshakable faith, right? His iman with ihsan. Throughout we learn what is ihsan. So girls, you tell me, what is ihsan now? His ihsan is that it goes exceeds the limit. It crosses what is required of him, right? So his unshakable faith and his iman with ihsan, the excellence. So are we going to learn excellence? If somebody is mean to us, what do? We remain good to them because we want to do ihsan, right? This is what we want to do. Beautiful patience, right? His sabr and actually the sabr of Yaqub alayhi salam, his father, the beautiful patience. And what should we do when we are struck with any kind of calamity? What do we say? We say qadarullah wa ma sha fa'ala. It is from the qadr of Allah. Or we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Or we say inna ma ashku bassi wa huzni ilallah. Right? This is the dua of Yaqub alayhi salam. I only complain of my sorrow and my grief and my trials to Allah. That's it, right? Always grateful. Was he ever in this whole surah? Did you ever find him complaining to Allah? Ever? No, right? Ever did he complain? SubhanAllah. And we complain, you know, sometimes we want to eat, I don't know, biryani maybe, or something else. The mom says, no, I'm not cooking it today. Oh man, what a bad day. Or something happened, you couldn't go somewhere. Or, you know, you wanted to do something and you didn't get it. For Eid maybe, you get disappointed. What do we do? Oh man, what a worst day ever, or bad day. No, we don't do that, right? We should not complain. There's always something to be grateful for, alright? Absolute tawakkul, right? Tawakkul. What is tawakkul, girls? Now you tell me. Tawakkul, istiqama. Both of the words. Now you tell me what tawakkul means. You all know, mashallah. We have been trust in Allah, reliance in Allah. Very good, very good. Istiqama, right? He had this steadfastness, right? This istiqama. He never went against what Allah says. Never goes against. He's always strong in his faith, right? One thing we talked about, extreme modesty and haya, right? Remember the haya he had. He was a boy, yet he had haya. And we are girls, we are supposed to have haya. Now, I'm not saying that girls have haya and boys shouldn't. Everybody should have haya. And what are the five types of haya we all talked about? I don't know. I hope you remember. An unforgettable forgiveness and humility. Was he a proud person when he became the chief minister of treasury? Did he become proud? Yes, in thought and speech, very good. No, he was very humble, right? And then, of course, last but not least, is taqwa, his God consciousness. His taqwa, that he knew Allah is watching me, even if I'm alone in my room with my phone. That is what he knew, right? All right, let's look at some of the things, inshallah, next slide. Some of the overall lessons, I'm sure most of you will have it. Just few things I will say that we all know that this is the, Allah calls it Ahsanul Qasas, the most beautiful story. And now you know, right, why it is called the most beautiful story. Because it really is the most beautiful story. Because Allah calls it. And because of the character of Yusuf alayhi salam, right? And we all know that through the story, we know that prophets are tested the most. Even though they are most beloved to Allah, but yet they're very tested. They're tested in extreme manners. Why? Because Allah wants make them rise above, right? Rise in their iman. And trials or tests are our means to prove our iman and our istiqama. So whenever you have a tough time, right now, you're young. Later on in life, you will be tested. Everybody will be tested. I will be tested. Everybody will be tested in their own way. Everybody's test will look differently. What do we need to do? We need to remain patient and have istiqama and iman, right? Tawakkal in Allah. One thing we learned very important was jealousy can really destroy iman, right? So let's not be jealous of everybody else, anybody's blessings. We all have blessings, and Allah has given us with so many things that we cannot even thank Him for. True believer remain positive and thankful in all situations. And we all know the taqwa, patience. Sometimes one thing I said, sometimes isolation is better than company, right? So if you and I are surrounded in ourselves with bad people, I'm not saying judge anybody, but if somebody is not getting us to the right path, either we isolate ourselves from them or we bring them close to Allah. All right? We should become that friend who brings others to close to Allah. And remember, you have done a great session on dua. So dua is a direct connection. Never underestimate the power of dua. And we must trust in Allah's plan. Forgiveness is a quality that Allah loves. And haya is modesty, is part of iman. No haya, no iman. And Allah loves humbleness and His slaves. All right. Few traits that we looked that we should not be having them. The things that Allah does not like. He does not like jealousy, and we talked about jealousy destroys iman, or deeds like fire destroys wood. We know lying is a great sin, as well as a quality of a hypocrite, right? I've shared with you a lot of a hadith on lying, right? Immodesty or immorality, which is in speech, in thoughts, in actions, in clothing, in character. So all of you girls, including myself, let's look at all four, five categories. Where do I lack in my modesty? Do I still say a bad word? Or do I still use curse language? Do I still use vulgar words? Do I still say some bad words that I shouldn't be saying? In my thoughts, do I think about something or think about other things that are I shouldn't be thinking about? In my actions, what am I not humble? Am I proud? Am I boastful? In my clothing, three types of clothing, remember? I said it could not be tight, so it shows the part of your body. It cannot be revealing or too thin. And the third was, it should cover all of your body. All right? And the character is, what kind of person I am. Ungrateful or complaining attitude, right? Allah promises those who are grateful. Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will increase you in it. In what? In whatever you are grateful for. All right? And what Allah does not like is disrespectful behavior, whether it is with parents, with adults, or anybody else, right? Because disrespect was the trait of shaitan. He disrespected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Allah told him to do sajda. He said, I will not. Ana khayrun minhu. So he was disrespectful to Allah, and that's why Allah doesn't like it. And pride will prevent a person from entering Jannah. So may Allah save us from that, right? And let's, inshallah, go to the next slide. So what is the action plan for me and you, right? What do we do after learning this beautiful story, after taking this amazing course? What is my action plan? We must continue our journey of Quran for the rest of our life. Become a student of knowledge for the rest of your life. You need and I need to connect ourselves with the Quran. This is a manual for you and me to guide us through our life, through hardship, through happiness, through blessings. All right? Are you all ready for, if you get a chance to get another course, who is going to take it? Let's see. Let's see the show of hands or one. If you are offered another course, who is willing to take it? Let's see how many ones do we get and see how much really want. All right. Quickly. Inshallah. And we should not become proud just because I took this course or if I'm going to take another course. Should I become proud and boastful? No. True knowledge should make us humble, right? And we should not look at anybody else. No judging. We only judge ourselves, all right? The Quran is a mirror in which we look at ourselves. And we should learn from the story of Yusuf al-Islam how to deal with patience and in all the heart, in every situation, all right? Adapt the qualities that we have learned from this beautiful story. And we need to strengthen our relationship with Allah through du'as, right? So who is ready to do all that? You know, you're going to have a really good, great news today after my session, inshallah. And you will know that you guys will, you know, inshallah, be offered something really great. All right, so last, we will end with a dua, inshallah. So try to say the dua with me. It's a beautiful dua and really beautiful dua. So inshallah, I'll say with you and I hope you can say with me as well. Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaqi wa amali min al-riyai. ولساني من الكذب وعيني من الخيانة فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْعَيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Oh Allah, make dua with me. Oh Allah, purify my heart from hypocrisy, my actions which show off, and my tongue from lies, and my eyes from betraying the trust, meaning I should not look at something that I shouldn't be looking. For indeed you know what the eyes betray and what is hidden deep in the chest. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And I, most of you know, my name is Maryam, and I am from Atlanta as well. I'm also a student of knowledge for the last 10 years, and I will continue to remain a student of knowledge for the rest of my life, inshallah. And I hope you would learn a lot. Remember, the last 10 nights are upon us. Make lots and lots of dua. Remember all your teachers from this class and any other class that you have ever learned. And please continue your journey of Quran, inshallah. All right, inshallah, you will have a special announcement, inshallah, after right now. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khairan kaseera,
Sister Maryam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, I have seen so many people excited for the announcement. So who is ready? Who is excited? The big announcement. Alhamdulillah. And like we have learned in the beginning of the session, a believer is never satisfied until he or she enters Jannah. So alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik lakum. Allahumma barik lakum. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Yes, you win something. Yes, it is a win-win situation because alhamdulillah, you have done an amazing course. You have done learned so much in so short time. And you know, if you want to see that your one good deed is accepted, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the acceptance of one good deed is that you are chosen for another something special. And now, here is an offer for you. Alhamdulillah. Yes, awaiting suspense. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma barik. So let's see. I will show you the flyer. I will show you flyer in a minute. Alhamdulillah. Here is something special for you. A road to Jannah. What an amazing offer for you. It is a full tafsir course. Alhamdulillah, you will be learning in this course. The special announcement is that you will be learning in this course full interpretation of Quran. Who wants to do it? You just had a tip, like you say, the tip of the book. You just learned a very small bit and something is in front of you that you can learn much more than that. Who wants to do it? I can't wait. Alhamdulillah, that's really good. And this course is specially designed for you guys, that you can come and learn, inshallah. You can join this course. You will be not only learning the interpretation of Quran, but also you will be learning how to recite Quran properly. You will be learning the tajweed rules. Alhamdulillah, you're very excited, very happy to see that. And you will be learning also some bits and pieces of fiqh, like why we need to pray like this, what are the conditions of salah, what are the pillars of salah, why we need to fast, who can fast, who cannot fast. We always want to learn such things, isn't it? And why we need to learn? Because this is our road to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, this is our road to Jannah. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best among you are those who learn Quran and teach it. So think about how amazing this offer is to you guys, that you learn, you spend a few years of your life in learning because it's just 2 days a week. Yes, it's going to be great, inshallah. And you know that you will be learning on weekends, inshallah. It will not affect your even your studies during the weekdays. You can do your homework during the weekdays. And inshallah, on weekends, you learn something which is basically our responsibility to learn as a Muslim, right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says us in Quran. Look at the ayah in the, it says, Wallahu yadu ila daris salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to the home of peace. And when our Creator is calling us for something, who doesn't want to go? So tell me, who is ready to enter the Dar al-Salam? Is it free? You can see all of the details, inshallah, on the link which is shown below. I will make it big for you so you can, it is nurulquran.com/nqec. We will definitely send you the link in email. We will send you the link and all of the details in the WhatsApp group. Yes, definitely, the recording will be available. I can't wait to see this beautiful opportunity. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik. I am so happy for all of you that it's so. Just type one, is it free for 3 years? Don't worry about it, okay? You will see, you will see all of the details. Just now, you need to make intention that inshallah, I'm going to enter this course. Don't worry about these bits and pieces, small things. Once you make intention, because we will be rewarded according to our intention. So inshallah, let's make intention. We will join this course. Honestly, I want to join this course. I am so excited. And I think so many coordinators who have done so amazing teaching with you, they will be also excited. Yes, inshallah, you will meet you will meet new teachers there, because it's good to learn from different teachers, so you will see, inshallah. This course is going to start from Saturday, 20th of June. It's not that far away. You can also give to your friends. You can ask your friends to join in, because it's very good. We want to go in Jannah together with our friends and family. So ask everyone. It's free. You will see. Don't worry, inshallah. If there is a fee, it will be very less. Don't worry. Okay, don't worry. Consider, inshallah, we will see you. We will inform you everything. Don't worry about it. Just make intention and niyyah that we are going to join this course. Okay, more information. Yes, it is in English. Yes, definitely it is in English. Okay, definitely it is in English, because you guys understand it much better. We did this course in English, so you can understand better. Okay, now let's move on to our session, which is you will be listening to some of the more feedbacks from the students, and let's look at your presentation, because it is your day. We don't want to take much time off you. Are you ready to hear more of your feedbacks and more of your presentation? You are ready to see them? Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's hear it. And inshallah, let's see two sharings, and we want you to stay patient with us a bit, because the session will go a bit over time, but it is only because we want to share all of your feedback and all of your presentation as much as we can. Okay? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to share this, that I was very excited in the beginning, as I was praying a lot to God for any Islamic course that can I do. I'm not a teenager, but because I was waiting a lot for such a course from many ways, so I just submitted it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend it online, but alhamdulillah, I've listened to audio recordings, and alhamdulillah, I've learned so much from this, and I must say, this is a good step. May Allah reward all the teachers for this. I've learned new things and new lessons, although I have had a little knowledge about all this before, but you learn new things every time when you listen to Quran and such classes. New lessons every time, new goals every time. Also, this also helped me in my prayers. I feel more focused by adding these beautiful du'as in it. And also, there are some things that we are not allowed in religion that we know. But alhamdulillah, such efforts like these classes help you to keep in touch with Deen and Quran and remind you everything. May Allah give all the teachers and everyone behind this a lot of ajr and guide us on a straight path.
MashaAllah, barakAllahu feek. Alhamdulillah. More sharings to come, Alhamdulillah. So, we just received another word to describe it. A brilliant announcement. He's excited. Excited? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. He's, inshallah, going to make the intention now to sign up or to register. Very, very quickly, yeah. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, our intentions are very, very important. So let's make sure that the pure intention for this course, inshallah, moving forward, inshallah. Okay, so alongside the sharing, again, some more presentations to come, inshallah. So another student here had, mashallah, shared with everybody something that they learnt along all throughout the course. So this was on simplicity, and they shared a Quran ayah and hadith about simplicity. And mashallah, this is the key thing that they have learnt, a gem for themselves. So subhanallah, this is a good jariyah for them and for all of us to be reminded of as well. Okay. We have another one here, alhamdulillah. Again, this student has again beautifully picked up gems from each of the 5 sessions, and they have explained what they have learnt. And mashallah, again, they have wonderful images to go alongside just to make it more motivating and encouraging and a very nice to see. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah, barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, we will keep the presentations coming, but let's move on to our next session. Mothers of the Believers, inshallah. And again, we will do a review of this session, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan kaseeran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, Angela, welcome to today's Mothers of the Believers review. Yesterday, I had asked a couple of you, if you could, to go back through your notes and see if you can actually just piece together a timeline on your own, so you'd like the order, because there were definitely some names that I went out of order, and that was just because of, like, story, pacing. Either way. So, inshallah, today let's go through, put them in order. So, before I show you, who was the very first marriage of the Prophet? First is Khadija radhiyallahu anha. Excellent. And then, who was the second? And then, we're going to confirm all of these. So, after Khadija, we have Sauda, okay? And then we have Sauda, okay? Well, then we have Aisha, Bint Abi Bakr. Excellent. And then, after Aisha, who is it? Okay, in our notes, it's Hafsa. Timing-wise, though, I mentioned her very late. I mentioned it's actually going to be Zainab bint Khuzaimah. And I'll pull up the list in just a second, inshallah. It is Zainab. And then after Zainab, in your notes, after Hafsa, who do you guys have in your notes? Okay, so inshallah, we have Zainab bint Khuzaimah. And then we have Salama. Excellent. That was really good. It's Salama. And I'll pull up the list in just a second. Salama. And then we have Hafsa. We kind of did them on the same weekend. And then we have Juwayriya. And then Hadith, we have Juwayriya, excellent. And then who did we do after? Who comes in the order after Juwayriya, but we did her a little bit late? Yeah, it is going to be Habiba, Habiba. Habiba comes after Juwayriya. And then we did the next one, starts with an S. Safiya bint Huyay. And then we did Maymuna bint al-Hadith. So again, I know that our notes might be a little bit different, but really it was just because of the way that the story flowed. So inshallah, on the next slide, I do have a kind of a graph for us about their timing. So I know that some of us were questioning this. So on here, I have all of the years of the Prophet's life at the bottom. And again, these years kind of go back and forth. They're not exact. Inshallah, you don't have to write them down or anything. I just wanted to see, I guess, kind of like the timeline. The longest amount of time, who spent that one? Longest amount of time with the Prophet was Khadija radiallahu anha. And who has the shortest amount of time? What does it look like on here? It doesn't say, it looks like it might be Ramla, which is Habiba. On here as well, who else do we know spent kind of a short amount of time? Maymuna and Zainab, excellent. All right, inshallah, let's go through let's spend a couple minutes on each of the Prophet's wives themselves. So inshallah, we have this list. If you do need to write it down, I will be going through each of the names. It's okay if you don't just catch it here. We're going to go through each of them. So inshallah, I'll start with the first one of Khadija bint Khuwaylid. What do we know about her? What did we learn about her? Maybe like a quick little summary of her. She was the first wife. Okay, cool. She was loyal. How did she meet the Prophet? Oh, excellent. She was a famous trade woman. She was a noble. She was very rich. So then they get married. And let's see. Did they have any children together? Supportive. Yes, they did have kids. They did have 6 children, including 2 sons who died in infancy. So all of the kids that the Prophet ﷺ had came from Khadija. While she lived, Prophet ﷺ took no other wives. He loved her. He missed her for the rest of her life. Okay, Angela. On the next slide, we have Sauda bint Zama'a. And we know, what do we know about her? Yes, extremely supportive. She was funny. So after that marriage with Khadija, and the Prophet was really sad afterwards, it was recommended that he marry Sauda. She was she also immigrated to 2 places. She went to Medina. Before Medina, she went somewhere else. She traveled because her life in Mecca was very pleasant. Yes, she went to Abyssinia. So her and her husband went there. She was left a widow with small children, just like Habiba was, the same story. Let's see. So then we have Sauda, who kind of took care of the Prophet's kids. She was very charitable. She was exciting and happy. All right, Jill, let's go to the next one. Aisha bint Abu Bakr. For that one, as far as Ibrahim, it's kind of one of those disputed stories, so I didn't go through it in this class, but inshallah, that's definitely something we can study next time. Well, so we have Aisha bint Abu Bakr. She was definitely very knowledgeable, upfront, confident, the daughter of Abu Bakr, one of the Prophet's closest friends and supporters. Let's see, they became very close. She narrated a lot of the hadith that we know with the Prophet, more than 2,000 of them, so definitely known for her intelligence. She did care for 4 orphans, yes. She would make sure that people would get married. She was really, really good about that, alhamdulillah. Yes, favorite after Khadija radhiyallahu anha. All right, so let's go afterwards. After that, Zainab bint Khuzaimah. Okay, how much do we know about Zainab bint Khuzaimah? Very little, because she spent very little time with the Prophet. So we have almost no narrations about her. And we did her on the same day as another one of the wives. We studied her on the same day as another one, as Maymuna. Excellent. Why did we study them on the same day? Why do you think? Okay, yes, they're half-sisters, and we didn't know much about either of them. Excellent. Okay, but we do know that Zainab bint Khuzaimah was famous for taking care of the orphans and being very generous. For sure, for both of those. All right, so after that, who do we have? Salama. Half-sisters is when they had different fathers. So we had Hafsa and Salama, and I think, so their timings are actually very similar. And so though, I think in our notes, we might have done one first and then the other, but inshallah, let's go through Salama first. Let's see. She married the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a little bit older after her first husband had passed away. Yes, her name was Hind. She was very brave, very kind. Her marriage, and I want to point this out, but her marriage was the answer of a dua that her husband made. I would call it like a golden dua, because he asked that give his wife something better than himself. And the only other person better than him was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay, let's see. She also had a daughter named Zainab. Okay, let's go to our next one, which is going to be Hafsa bint Umar ibn al-Khattab. Yes, he did. Umar did go back and forth asking the different people and proposing. She goes just like her father, very determined, strong personality, and she has the honor of taking care of something. What did she have the honor of taking care of? The Quran, excellent. Awesome. She was literate. She could read, and she had the honor of taking care of that. She would spend hours with it. She was married to the Prophet for about eight years, I think. And there's a lot of stories about her. Who was her best friend? Yes, she was a really good friend of Aisha radhiyallahu anha. They would kind of compete with each other. We have the story of them in i'tikaf with the Prophet and like trying to compete for that attention. All right, inshallah, let's go after Hafsa. Who do we have? Okay. We have Juwayriya bint al-Harith. What do we know about Juwayriya? What was her famous incident? Yes, she did come to Medina as a prisoner of war. Yes, part of that. Okay. This Juwayriya is not the one from the Jewish tribe. That's going to be someone else. But Juwayriya came to the Prophet. She came to Medina after she was captured in the battle against the tribe of Banu Mustaliq. She was the chieftain's daughter. She bargained for her freedom, and then the Prophet offered to marry her. Okay, let's see. The Prophet did propose to her. All right, Angel. After Juwayriya, yes, she chose being with Rasulullah over her tribe. After Juwayriya, who do we have? Ramla bint Abu Sufyan. Okay, and I know that we studied her on the last day. It was really, again, just the way that the order went. But Habiba was famous for being her father. And what do we know about her? Yes, the Prophet did propose for her. Where was the Prophet when he proposed for Habiba? And where was Habiba? The Prophet was in, yes, okay. So Habiba was in Abyssinia, and the proposal came through the King Najashi, and he threw a banquet for her in the palace. She had a really large dowry, and then she went to go see the Prophet afterwards. All right, okay, she was very humble. She gave away all of her jewelry and everything. Servant girl gave her the message, Abaha, excellent. Yes, she gave all those jewels to the girl. She was very humble. She was very unshakable. Like, even with her husband leaving Islam, she still kept it. And I think that's something that we can learn from, like no matter what we go through, we can look at the examples of the prophets' lives and see ourselves in them. Her faith was very strong. I feel like we might know people in our lives who are not as strong in their faith, but we can take the example of Umm Habiba and think like, okay, yes, that's what they're doing, but for me, I know what's going to be the truth. All right, inshallah. And then after Umm Habiba is Safiya bint Huyay. Excellent. So Safiya bint Huyay, she is the one who is non-Arab. So she is the one who came from a Jewish tribe. And let's see. What do we know about her? Okay, yes, she was also part of that prisoner of war. Yes, just like that. She came from one of those Jewish tribes that were exiled. Battle play, but married to soften the hearts of the Jews. Excellent. She became that connection between their communities. All right. And then we have, yes, intelligent tribal relations. Very beautiful, too. Very soft. All right, inshallah. And then let's go to our last one as far as the order goes. We have Maimuna bint al-Harith. Maimuna, yes, okay. So Maimuna's original name was Bala, just like a couple of the other wives. And what's kind of unique about her story as far as getting married? Yes, she's the one who proposed through her brother-in-law. Ibn Abbas is her nephew, yes. So that's kind of, I guess, one of the most unique things about her story, that she was the one who put forth, that came up with the idea of marrying the Prophet and them, and he accepted. And we know very little about her. She didn't compete with any of the other ones. And especially in the later stories, we know that they didn't really compete in the other ones. All right, inshallah, that really goes through all of them. There are two wives called Zainab. Oh, Zainab and Jash. Ooh. I don't think I went over her, did I? Maybe I did. Maybe I left her name off. Oops. All right, let's do Zainab and Jash. Thank you for that reminder. What do we know about Zainab and Jash? Okay, yes. There was that whole story of first she was married to Zayd ibn Hadith, the Prophet's adopted son, and then they divorced because they didn't really get along with each other. Yes, the story of Hijab. Yes, they didn't get along. And then eventually she ends up marrying the Prophet. She does have very high status. She kind of came with that. She grew up that way. Yes, inshallah, the Prophet did marry her. There was an ayah about their marriage, a couple of rulings about her. Zainab bint Jahsh is actually right after Juwayriyya. The name Badala means free of sin. And the Prophet would change that name because it's kind of like you're praising yourself. Okay, inshallah. That's what I have as far as Mothers of the Believers. Inshallah, we can switch our session to some more sharing, some more announcements. I'm Shifa. I'm also a student for Ana Hanna. I'm excited to join the class with you guys. And I would recommend go through these stories on your own. Share them with your family, inshallah. They're really great to go through. I loved learning about them to help teach you. And in my own life, I love pulling out their lessons and trying to be just like the Mothers of the Believers. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Through this course, I have learned some things which I never knew. The sunnah du'as which were forgotten were great to learn and recite in the prayers. And my hope, my faith increased that my life can change if I make du'a and trust Allah. From Ramadan reminder session, I got really good tips to follow, and the tips to achieve istiqama, that is steadfastness, were very useful, alhamdulillah. And my favorite part, Surah Yusuf. I was amazed that a person can be so good at all the times, and his character just won my heart and made me to strive to meet him. From the Mother of Believers, I got to know the name of wives of the Prophet who I didn't know before. The character and the love between them and the Prophet was amazing. And the last, but not the least, Aqeedah session. It made me strong in the knowledge of my deen. And made me realize that there are many things which are shirk, which we don't know about, which we're not aware about. So may Allah save us all from it. And Jazakallah khair for such a wonderful course, and keep up the good work, and please do more courses like these. Jazakallah to all the teachers and the ones who helped.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum, all dear sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sabse pehle to alhamdulillah kaseera ke Allah ne hame aap jaise logon se milaya, aap jaise acche logon se milaya, mashallah, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am Sharia Iman. I have attended the course and I am sure it has made me a better person. After attending this course, I have gained a lot of knowledge on Islam, and it has made me a kind person than I was before. The three main things this course has taught me, that is to control anger, to believe in Allah, and to have patience. I have learned a lot of lessons and I'm trying to implement them in my life one by one. Hope I become closer to Allah each day. Thank you for making me realize again how beautiful Islam is.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu. I would first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had given me this wonderful opportunity to join this beautiful course. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Then I would like to thank my parents who have permitted me to join this course. Then I would thank all the teachers you had really given wonderful lectures. You helped me to shape my character, caliber and future. This course has taught me many things in terms of patience, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, aqeedah, etc. This class has didn't just help me to make my Ramadan productive, but this classes are also encouraging me to make my life productive. This class has helped me to purify my heart and soul. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me remember this session throughout my life. I will once again thank all the teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you highest position in Jannah. Jazakallahu khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give you strength to smile every time, help you feel calm when you face stress, inshallah. First of all, I would say you all a big Jazakallah because your work has an excellent and deep impact in my teenage life. In my this new teenage life, your course has brought blossom of goodness in my life. Alhamdulillah. For sure, I would first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all who has chosen me wisely. Alhamdulillah. To all sisters, I am really thankful to you who has really worked hard for our beautiful future. May Allah reward each and everyone in this dunya and akhirah, inshallah. The session of Surah Yusuf really helped me to find out my mistakes, or else I would feel really depressed. Not only the session of Surah Yusuf, but the beautiful duas, aqidah, and what I learned from mothers of believers encouraged me in my life. And this course encouraged me to my fullest of excellence. Alhamdulillah. I would again thank all the lovely teachers who made me humble to learn new things and make me meaningful, beautiful and productive youth. May Allah cherish your life with happiness and blessings, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. Again, MashaAllah, it's such beautiful sharings. MashaAllah, we got to listen to a few more this time. They're actually recordings that have been shared, sent in from the WhatsApp group. So it's not actually any of the students coming onto the mic. They're actually recording. Okay. So, mashallah, again, beautiful sharings from the students so far, and well done to all of you. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts and reward you immensely for this. So, let's have a look at a few more presentations, inshallah. We have a beautiful timeline, we can say, of Surah Yusuf. And it's actually the road, or you can say the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, and how he went through each of the different situations and trials and tests, and how he came out to them so much stronger, mashallah. So beautiful presentation there. I like that you're sending in comments as well, mashallah. That's really, really good, mashallah. We have another beautiful one. This is focused on the mother of the believers, or the mothers of the believers. So many of the mothers of the believers are mentioned here. And they there's a small, short gems and lessons to be learned from all of them. So they are shared here as well, mashallah.
It is very interesting, mashallah. Yeah, just like all the other presentations. I think there is another one here. Another beautiful one here. This one is focusing on patience, and that is a key message that we learnt in each of our sessions.
So we learnt that patience actually gets us through and keeps us going through, mashallah, keeps going through our life, alhamdulillah. Yeah, mashallah, they are really, all really good, mashallah. Okay, inshallah, we will move on to our next session, which is our Aqidah session, inshallah. Again, it will be a review, and then we will move on from there, inshallah. Okay? Nasmallah. See you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Alhamdulillah for joining us since our last day. So inshallah, we'll go over some of the topics that we covered. So on the next slide, the first day, if you guys remember way back, we covered the hadith of Jibreel. And the angel Jibreel came to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him some questions. Do you guys remember any of the questions that he asked? Very good. MashaAllah, very good. What is Iman? What is Islam? What is Ihsan? And when is the Day of Judgment? And it's okay if you don't remember. It was a long time ago. So alhamdulillah, some of the signs of the Day of Judgment. Very good. And so then in the next classes, we just kind of broke the hadith down and talked about each topic in detail. So the next class, we discussed the definition of Islam. Does anyone remember what that was? Very good. Submitting to Allah. He did know it was Angel Jibreel, but the Sahaba didn't know until after the Prophet ﷺ told them. Very good. So submission, yeah. So the definition of Islam is submitting and surrendering to Allah with sincerity in order to attain peace, inshallah. And then the Prophet ﷺ answered that Islam was the five pillars. Can anyone list? You can list one or all five. Shahada, very good. The Salah and the Saum, Zakah, and Hajj, very good. So we have the Shahada, then we have Salah, we have Saum, Zakah, and Hajj. Those are the five. In the next class, we did conditions of the Shahada. Does anyone remember how many conditions there were? Very good, seven. MashaAllah, very good, you guys. So there were seven conditions we went over. We also discussed bid'ah, which, what does bid'ah mean? It is a sin. It means adding to Islam, right? Adding to the deen, anything new into the deen. Very good, MashaAllah. And then the Prophet ﷺ answered that Iman was the six pillars. What were those six pillars? Books was one of them. Very good. The prophets, angels, belief in Allah, other. Very good. You guys have one more left. Belief in the Day of Judgment. Very good, mashallah. You guys got it. Good teamwork. So alhamdulillah, the first is belief in the oneness of Allah. Then we have belief in the angels, the books, the prophets, the Day of Judgment, and other. Mashallah, good job. All right, and then we talked a little bit about Allah and about Tawheed. What was Tawheed? The oneness of Allah, very good. And the next class, we talked about the opposite, which was Shirk. What was Shirk? Very good, we did talk about the types of Tawheed too. Associating, right, associating partners with Allah, which is the opposite of Tawheed, very good. And then we did Kufr, which was, what was Kufr meant? Submitting to anyone with Allah, very good, it is a sin. It's the opposite of Iman, belief. Very good. So denying Allah or disbelief. Very good. That's what kufr is. And then we talked about the Day of Judgment. We went over a lot of different signs. Does anyone remember any of those signs? It can be any of the minor or major signs. I know we did a lot. You can disobeying your parents, right? The sun rising from the west, wild animals speaking, the coming of the Prophet ﷺ, the Dajjal. Music being common, the Prophet ﷺ, the fog, al-Mahdi, very good, mashallah. You guys remember a lot, mashallah. Yeah, Juj, Ma'juj. And then we talked about Jannah and Jahannam. We just listed some of the details of Jannah, some of the rewards and the gates and who will go to Jannah. Does anyone remember the majority of people that will go to Jannah? What group will they belong to? They'll be poor. Very good. They'll be mostly. And then for Jahannam, we talked about some of the punishments and who will be, and it would be majority women, right? And then the last class we had yesterday, we talked about Ihsan. If you guys remember what Ihsan means? Excellence, very good. And how do you live by that? As if Allah is, just by following the sunnah, as if Allah is watching you, very good. So even if you can't see Allah, just always remember Allah is watching us. I don't know if there's any mention about the gates of Jahannam, but there is about Jannah. So that's what we discussed that. But good question. All right, so on the next slide, there are just a few points I want to leave you guys with, inshallah. The first thing is try to take everything that you've learned from this course and apply it to your life. This is something the teachers have all been saying. I know it's a bad habit of mine, too. Sometimes I take a class. Once the class is over, I close my notebook and put it on my bookshelf, and then I don't go back to it for a while. So the best way to remember what you learn is if you apply it. So I was thinking, how could you apply some of this stuff? For example, with the dua session, whatever duas you memorize, try to say them every day whenever you're supposed to. And that will help you build a good relationship with Allah as well. For the Ramadan reminders, we're in Ramadan right now. So make sure you apply what you learned in Ramadan. But also, after Ramadan, take one of the good habits you've learned. For example, maybe during Ramadan, you read more Quran, you made more duas. Maybe you stayed away from, you didn't listen to music, or you stayed away from TV. Take one of these good habits and try to apply it for the whole year. It might be hard to do everything that you did in Ramadan because, alhamdulillah, Ramadan, we have this extra boost. We can do a lot more. So try to pick at least one thing to continue. We also did the Surah Yusuf, and there's so much we learned. I would suggest try picking maybe one of the traits of Yusuf alayhi salam to work on in our daily lives. For example, how he was patient, he was modest, he had trust in Allah and taqwa, he controlled his desires. So subhanAllah, the forgiveness. There are so many wonderful traits we learned if you could pick one thing. The mother of the believers, I think it's, since we are all sisters, alhamdulillah, it would be great to pick one, at least one of the wives or even any of the female sahabiyat, and to make them our role model, to study their life, their character, their personality, and try to be more like them. So, you know, a lot of girls, they sometimes, especially like non-Muslims, their role models will be celebrities or athletes or singers or whatever. Alhamdulillah, we've been giving the best examples, right, from the sahaba. So let's pick one of them. And then from the Aqidah class, of course, just try to remember everything we learned and the things to stay away from, like shirk, kufr, and bid'ah, inshallah. Also, like the teacher said, never stop learning Islam. We're all still students, no matter how many years we study, even if it's 5 years or 30 years, no matter how old you are or how young you are, it's never the end. So just remember, whatever you're studying, that it's from authentic, from the Quran, from the authentic Sunnah. And I sometimes hear people say that they don't want to take classes because if they get knowledge, they're going to be held responsible for it, right? Because if you don't know, if you do something without knowing, then inshallah, Allah forgives you. But this isn't a good excuse because it's also fard for us to get the knowledge. So at least getting the basic of what is fard, what is haram, what is halal, these are things we need to know. If you still make a mistake unknowingly by accident, then inshallah, Allah will forgive you. But let's try not to make the excuse like, I don't want to learn because then I have to apply it to my life, right? Because that's part of our responsibility is to learn. And the last thing, I really love this quote from Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, "We were the most humiliated people on earth, and Allah gave us honor through Islam. If we ever seek honor through anything else, Allah will humiliate us again." Before the Sahaba became Muslim, before the Quran was revealed, the Arabs were known to be some of the most like barbaric people. They would be fighting for no reason. They would kill their daughters, bury them alive. There was a lot of alcohol, like alcoholism, no rights for women. You know, they didn't have much knowledge or education or anything. But once the Quran was revealed, once they became Muslim and took the Shahada, and the Prophet ﷺ focused on, first he tried to empower them with their faith, their iman and their aqidah. If you see the surahs from the Makkah phase, it focuses on who Allah is, about the Day of Judgment, about the stories of the prophets. And when they became so strong, mashallah, in their faith, then in Medina, more of the verses came about the rules, about not drinking alcohol or, you know, giving zakah and all the responsibilities, wearing hijab. These things came later. And it was easy for them to follow because their iman was so strong. They knew who they were doing it for, and they loved Allah so much at that point. They were able to follow the rules easily. So, and then the Muslims, they were able to conquer so many lands. They were respected in so many fields in Islam and knowledge, with libraries and science, medicine, everything, alhamdulillah. So always keep that in mind, be grateful that we're Muslim and have a good Islamic identity. Jazakallah khair, everyone, again. I really enjoyed teaching you guys. I miss you all. Love you for the sake of Allah. and we're going to go over some more of your wonderful, amazing presentations, mashallah. This is Sister Amina. I live in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia now, in the U.S.
Assalamu alaikum. My Ramzan has become more productive this year after this session, and I have become more focused towards my Salah. The story of Yusuf alayhi salam has influenced me a lot, and the topic of heaven and hell has made me more conscious about my activities. I thank all the sisters for such beautiful sessions.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Joining the Precious Pearls course was an entirely new experience for me, but as we move towards the end, I do feel that it was all worth learning. All the lessons were a source of abundant learning, and personally, I learned a lot from them. As I look back to all those weeks taking the classes, each and every week was a source of knowing new things. The dua session, it really helped me to beautify my salah, and I came to know about the importance of dua in our life that I think that we neglect many times. All these duas were very beautiful, very humbling, and I did not know them before. So it's really good that I now know these duas, and I try my best to add them in my salah. After that, lessons from Surah Yusuf was my personal favorite session, and I think I got some unimaginably beautiful pearls out of it. Each and every day, every new lesson was a source of amazement. It really mesmerized me. The beauty of this story, it's just outstanding. And the lessons that really touched my heart the most were that we should be humble, we should be forgiving, and we should do good to others, help others, no matter what we are getting in return, because the ultimate ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will really try my best to implement these lessons in my life, inshallah. The Aqidah class taught me that the foundations of our deen, of our iman, should be strong. Only then we'll be able to practice the deen more easily. If the foundations are weak, then we won't be able to practice deen easily. So it was also very good. And yes, the mothers of the believers, this session was again very interactive and knowledgeable. I came to know about the mothers of believers in a bit more detail, and I admit that I did not know about them so much before that. And yes, the lessons were again very interactive, not only the mothers of the believers, but all the other lessons. The Ramadan is coming, Dua, Surah Yusuf, and Aqidah. All of these lessons were very interactive, very beautifully taught, and were a source of huge learning for me. Jazakallahu khair to all the teachers, and really, thank you very much.
MashaAllah, barakallahu feekum. MashaAllah, again, beautiful sharings and beautiful messages for all of us. MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts and reward you all immensely for this. I mean, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And mashallah, keep your comments coming in as well. Mashallah, all of us are saying mashallah and things like that as well. So inshallah, we will continue. The sharings will continue as well, inshallah. Let's have a look at some presentations. So another presentation, mashallah, from another student. And again, they have round up all of the five sessions that we had in the course. And they have picked out their gem that they have learnt. And mashallah, we're very well done to them. And it has, there's a beautiful lessons for all of us to learn. And it's really good how that it has been round up here. Another beautiful presentation. This one, again, this one was quite long actually. So this is only a snippet, you can say, of the whole presentation. Again, the student has picked up gems from all of the five sessions, and they have listed the main things that they have learnt. MashaAllah, this is really, really good as well. It is really nice, yeah, MashaAllah. Just like all the others, it's beautiful design and beautiful work there. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you all. Okay, yeah, MashaAllah. Okay. as promised, inshallah, we will have, or maybe not promised, but inshallah, we will have a quiz now, inshallah. Are we ready for this? Part one, if we're ready. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay, so this quiz, inshallah, will be on all five of the sessions, as you can see listed on the screen. And there are some, you can say, rules that we need to follow, okay, in order to do it, inshallah. Okay, right. Now, each of the sessions will come in turn, and there will be some questions for each one. Some questions will have some short answers, which will appear on the screen after you have had a go at answering. These will be shorter answered questions. There'll be some questions that have longer answers, so many of these questions will be why questions, where you'll get the chance to write a few extra words or maybe a sentence, inshallah. And at the end of each of the sessions, there is a take a lesson home slide in which I would like everyone to write just one lesson that they have learned from that session and just record it down. And inshallah, that will be something that you can put up somewhere, maybe in your house, anywhere you like. And that can be something that will be a reminder of this course, but also something that we can take forward and implement, inshallah. Is that okay with everybody? Any questions, inshallah, before we start? Hopefully it makes sense, inshallah. As we go through, if there's any questions, you can ask, inshallah. Okay, are we ready to type? Type one if you're ready. Okay. Let's move then to our first session, the dua session. What is dua? Yeah, don't worry if your chat is lagging. Just have a go at typing in. Supplication, worship, yep. Keep them coming through. Yeah, we're on the right line, subhanAllah. Yeah, anything else? Ibadah, worship, yeah. Connection to Allah, yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So here are the answers. Here are some of the answers, you can say, and there's many others that you have said as well, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, moving on. Name three times when dua is answered. There are many, many times that we learnt about, and you need to type three. Okay, we've got rain, fasting, rain again. Okay, any other times? There's a qadr, yeah. Yeah, when drinking some of the water between adhan and iqamah, yeah. Okay, let's see our answers. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Many others as well, and these are some of them. Yeah, keep your answers coming through, mashallah. Okay, next question. Why make dua? Why do we need to make it? Why do we need to make it? It's worship, yeah. Why else? It's for our needs, yeah. Yeah, it's for our needs. We need it. Yeah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who make dua, yeah. Yeah, we can change our fate, change our decree, yeah. Get closer to Allah. The question is on the screen, is why make dua, okay? Connect with Allah, yeah. Alhamdulillah, you know what I mean? Okay, so first take a lesson home. I'd like us all of us, to write one lesson that we learned from the dua session that we're going to implement in our life, inshallah. You don't have to type it here, something that you can record down for yourselves with your notes, inshallah. I'll give you a few seconds to do that, and then we'll move on to the next session. Okay. Right, next we have a Ramadan reminder. And in this session, we looked at many topics. Name three of them. Istiqamah, Iman, yeah, Ihsan. What is Ramadan? Yeah, yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Steadfastness, Istiqamah, yeah, yeah, mashallah. Okay. Why are we reminded of these topics in Ramadan? Why especially in Ramadan? Why are we reminded of these in Ramadan? To make our Ramadan better, productive Ramadan. Yeah, we gather good deeds, yeah. Boost our Iman, it's a blessed month, yeah. The month of mercy. Because we have more rewards, yeah, yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised more rewards in Ramadan. Yeah, so what better month to practice in? The month of worship to make up for our previous sins, mashallah. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay, how can we take advantage of the last 10 days of Ramadan? Just record your answers in the chat box. Sorry, I should have mentioned that at the beginning. Just record your answers in the chat box. That's absolutely fine. Recite Quran, ask forgiveness, sadaqa, praying a lot, yeah? Yeah, praying more, you can say dua forgiveness, yeah, lailatul qadr, yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the dua that was narrated by Aisha, yeah, mashallah. Okay. Sadaqa, look good, yeah, okay. But again, a few seconds to do this, inshallah. Write a lesson for yourself that you're going to, inshallah, we're all going to have a go at implementing in our life, inshallah. So take your lesson home. Again, you don't have to type this one in the chat box. This one can be recorded for yourself. Inshallah, give you a few seconds and we'll move on. Okay, Surah Yusuf. First question, inshallah. Why is Yusuf alayhi salam's story called Ahsan al-Fasal? Why is it called this? Yeah, we learn about patience. Yeah. Because it's beautiful, yeah, mashallah, mashallah. Yeah, it is beautiful. Because of Yusuf alayhi salam's qualities, yeah. Because it shows Yusuf alayhi salam's excellence and virtues, mashallah, yeah. Positivity, yeah. The patience and the qualities and the character he had in himself, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we learn so many lessons in this, mashallah. Okay. Name some trials and lessons from the story. So, some trials and some lessons. Okay. Okay. This may be a longer answer, but that's fine. You can keep them coming in. Patience in times of hardship. Yeah. Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away from his parents. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Taken to jail. Yeah. Put in prison. Yeah. Okay. So, here's some answers as well. Yeah. Mashallah. There are many, many lessons to learn. And this is just a few of them, but there's just so many more lessons that we have learned, mashallah. Yeah, yeah, mashallah. Okay, so let's name some traits of Yusuf alayhi salam, or some qualities we can say. You may have listed them already, but inshallah, let's remind each other again. Humbleness, patience, forgiveness, haya, humbleness, being a muhsin, yeah. Sabr, forgiveness. Tawakkul, yeah, yeah, mashallah, mashallah. Okay, taqwa, yeah, mashallah, gratefulness, yeah, mashallah. Okay, self-control, mashallah, yeah. Okay, again, inshallah, Surah Yusuf session, we need to, inshallah, write a lesson that we can take home and inshallah implement into our lives. So I'll give you again a few seconds to write it for yourself. MashaAllah, beautiful answers coming so far, MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone for this. Yeah, MashaAllah. Okay, Mothers of the Believers. Okay, let's name some of the Mothers of the Believers. And we went through all of them earlier, but inshallah, let's have a go at writing some other names. Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Sauda, then Aisha, Hafsa, yeah. Salama, Zainab bin Jaf, yeah. Habiba, yeah. Okay. Zainab bin Harith, yeah. Okay, mashallah, Safiya, yeah, mashallah, mashallah. Okay. My last one is done with them all. Okay, mashallah. Yeah, let's move on. Okay, what are some of the main lessons that we can learn from their stories? From each of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can we learn? Be generous, being humble, being loyal, supportive, loyalty, yeah, kindness, yeah, mashallah, mashallah, leading a great life, yeah, having faith in Allah, yeah, generosity, care, mashallah, excellent, mashallah. Okay, it's a question for yourselves, and everyone will have their own opinions because all of the wives of the Prophet had such wonderful stories. But which mother of the believers did you enjoy learning about most? Oh, all of them, mashallah, mashallah. There are many names coming up, mashallah. Yeah, mashallah. Okay. Right. Again, take a lesson home. So you have a chance. You have a chance to write down a lesson that you can take home and inshallah implement in your life. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Please be sure to at least write these lessons down somewhere so that you can be reminded of this afterwards, after these sessions as well, inshallah. Okay, right, our last session, our Aqidah session. what were the three main areas of our deen that were mentioned in the hadith right at the beginning? Okay, Islam, yeah. Islam, Ihsan, Iman, yeah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, well done. Excellent, inshallah. But looking at the hadith a bit more closely then, each of the three main areas of our deen, Islam, Iman, Ihsan, they were explained a bit more further. How were they explained? So Islam, first of all, is submission to Allah, something specific, something to do with practicing something. The five pillars, yeah, mashallah, five pillars. Yeah. Okay. How about Iman? Six pillars of Iman. Yeah, mashallah. Yeah. Yeah. So the final judgment day coming to that. Yeah, mashallah. Okay. Ihsan. Ihsan is excellence. Yeah. But in the hadith, there's something specific that was mentioned. Perfection. Okay. Yep. Yep. Worship as though you see Allah. But yeah. But it continues on. Worship Allah as if you see him, yeah? If you don't see him, he surely sees you, mashallah. Excellent, well done. Okay, so why do we need to learn about our deen? This question will probably round up all of the sessions that we covered. Why do we need to learn about our deen? Why are we told time and time again to go and study, go and connect with the Quran, go and practice more du'as, make our Ramadan even better, our training months even better? Yeah, it's the road to Jannah. Makes us a better Muslim, to spread and teach others. Yeah, become better people. Gaining knowledge and, yeah, gaining knowledge is positive, yeah. And the love of Allah. Teach others. Ultimate goal is Jannah, mashallah, mashallah. Have a stronger connection with Allah. Yeah. Helps us to achieve the purpose of our life. Yeah, to obey Allah. Yeah. Widen our knowledge. Yeah. Make a stronger connection, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. Ameen, ameen. Our first time was Jannah. Yeah. To become Muslim. Yeah, mashallah. Beautiful answers. Beautiful answers coming through. To go on Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Yeah. Become the best of Muslims. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, again, a take-home lesson, inshallah. So from our Aqidah class, any lesson, one lesson for ourselves that we're going to record down and try and, inshallah, implement in our lives. Ameen. May He grant us Jannah al-Firdaws. Ameen. Perfection in worshipping Allah. To prepare for Akhirah. Seek Allah's forgiveness, mashallah, mashallah. Beautiful answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts. Ameen. And reward you immensely for this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a sadaqah jariyah for you. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan katheeran to all of you for being such active participants in the quiz, mashallah, and so far. Mashallah. Okay. We do have some more sharings, inshallah. So we're going to, inshallah, have a listen to some more student sharings and a few more PowerPoints and other presentations, inshallah. Okay? And then we'll come back. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, it is with all praise to the Almighty, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He blessed me with such a course that really, really changed my life. I have learned so many new things in this course that I did not know before joining it. And it really made me a much better, it made me stronger in my iman. It made me have more love for my religion. The first session, we always talked about the du'as, the different du'as we can recite in different salah positions. And that was something I did not know about, but it was, alhamdulillah, an amazing opportunity to learn the du'as, and I'm trying to implement them inside my salah, inshallah. And I also loved when my teacher taught me about the iman boosters and what weakens our iman, the factors that weaken our iman, because sometimes when we make a mistake or we feel like we're at a low point in our iman and we don't know the reason for it, we might feel even more disappointed and we might go away from the right path. But alhamdulillah, when we know what is the reason, then we will try to boost our iman. And I always looked forward to the second session of Surah Yusuf with Sister Maryam. Alhamdulillah, she has an amazing capability to express how the story really went on, and it was so amazing because we learned about the personality, the character of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and how he, about all his lessons that we learned in his story, like he was so patient in every situation. He trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what, which teaches us to also trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in difficult situations, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he gives the most toughest test to the people he loves the most. And something that really shocked me was that no matter what happened, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam never wished bad for anyone. He always forgived people, even the people who tried to kill him, even though he knew that they were they didn't do a right thing, they did one of the things which is very, very considered as a bad deed, but he still forgave them without even a second thought. And also that he was very kind to everyone. He was a great ruler, and he had haya and he had modesty. He had respect for women. He had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had taqwa. And alhamdulillah, we also learned about the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learned that we have, alhamdulillah, such strong women in Islam that sacrifice so much for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their personalities, and how kind-hearted they were towards the needy, towards other people, and how much love they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was just very, very inspiring to know about their background, about their history, which even increases and expands our knowledge. The last session, Aqidah, that was where we learned very, very important factors which we forget. One of my favorites was the one we learned last week when we learned about the day of judgment, about Jannah, about Jahannam and death, because this is my favorite topic to listen to or to hear someone talk about. I knew that there were a lot of major signs for the day of judgment, but I didn't know that there would be so many. And learning to and getting to know how many signs there were made me even more aware and even more alert about straightening myself and trying to be a better Muslim, inshallah. And salute to all my amazing teachers. They were very, 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 very encouraging. They were very supportive, and their knowledge just made me even more interested and even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Asma Saida and I am 14 years old. Before I go ahead and talk about my experiences with this course, I would like to thank each and every one of you sisters for helping me, teaching me, answering my questions, and most importantly, helping me evolve into a better individual. Jazakallah. When I first started this course, I expected to learn the translation of Surah Yusuf, but alhamdulillah, this course taught me much more than that. It helped me learn new du'as, make better use of Ramadan. It taught me beautiful stories of the mother of the believers, my role models, and helped me learn Aqidah. And lastly, it taught me the beautiful character of Yusuf alayhi salam. I would always think why this story is called Ahsan al-Qasas, and I got my answer. I believe this story is called Ahsan al-Qasas because it shows you the beauty of Allah's plan, and it shows you true human character and perfection in human character. The story starts off with jealousy, hatred, sadness, but ends with regret, forgiveness, and love. And it was love for one another and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which gave it such a beautiful ending. And subhanAllah, the story has changed my life.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu. My name is Mahar Rana and I am 12 years old. Overall, I had the best experience of this beautiful course. I absolutely loved it. I am so lucky to be chosen for this amazing course. Alhamdulillah, I learned so much from here. I want to thank all the teachers for their amazing support and the amazing lessons which will benefit us forever, inshallah. This course is one in a million. I was amazed the way they've taught us, and it was beautiful. And the way the teachers just went into depth and the stories and all the lessons, it really touched my heart. It brought me closer to my religion and I have learned so much, alhamdulillah. I am really sad that the course is over, but if there's any more courses like this, I'm going to 100% join in. The teachers made the learning the lessons and stories lots of fun. So many new things I never knew before. The dua session was absolutely amazing and I learned so many duas I never even knew before. The lesson from Surah Yusuf was very heartwarming. It touched my heart and I learned so many different lessons. The Mother of the Believer session was beautiful. I learned so many fun things about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife. And I learned about their personalities and there were some funny stories, heartwarming stories and many more different types of stories that I learned. The Aqidah session was absolutely awesome. I learned so many different things about my religion. And this surely brought me closer to my deen. And last but not least, the Ramadan session. This session made my Ramadan way more productive. And I learned so many new ways to make my Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. I want to thank all the teachers once again. And Jazakallah Khairan for all of your support. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, Barakallahu Feekum, Allahumma Barak. MashaAllah, beautiful sharings again. from the students, mashallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all and immensely for this, ameen. Okay, so some more presentations, inshallah. Another student here, mashallah, has shared a wonderful presentation on the life cycle, mashallah. So the general life or the stages of life. And it's something that we all go through. Many of us are at one stage and some others are at another stage. MashaAllah, there's so much that we can learn from it. And this presentation does sum up a lot of what has been learned. So MashaAllah, very well done. Another student here has shared a wonderful presentation on all of the five sessions and the main points or lessons and gems that they have learned. And this is just a few of the slides again. There are others as well. So, mashallah, again, such beautiful effort put in from all of the students. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of the effort that you have put in, all of the participation, and all of the activeness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all immensely for this. Ameen. there are other presentations, and there are so many that you have shared as well, afterwards as well. They're unfortunately not on this slide. There are some others that can be shown, but don't worry, inshallah, all of the presentations that have been shared, they will be shared on the blog, and we will share the link with you, inshallah, so you'll have access to see yours and others as well, and you can see them in full as well, because they're not here. All here, you can say. Okay, inshallah, we will be ending our session soon, inshallah. We will end with one more time a reminder of the course, inshallah, and then a dua, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran, and we will move on with our dua, inshallah.
I just want to know if you can hear me.